Good morning. It's what is it? It's the 7th, isn't it? Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Let me look. Yeah, it's Friday, November 7th, 7:33 a.m. I'm not on my normal track this morning. I'm walking around Bittersweet Park because I want a little change of pace. I'm going to change it up a little bit, I think. I'll take a photo when I get home. I've got a couple bonus photos this morning that I took right at sunrise. And it's a good thing I did too, because right now it's kind of yucky. It's overcast and about 38 degrees. It's not a very pretty morning anymore. It was quite a pretty morning earlier. Right now, it's kind of ugly. Looks like it wants to rain. It has that sort of Lowry feel to it, the overcast, very low level gray clouds, and it feels wet, highly humid. I went to the play last night. The play was quite good. I enjoyed it a great deal. Brian Humphrey does an excellent job as the director. And the same Brian Humphrey who does the Roundtable podcast with Dave Robison. It's a guy that I've worked with numerous times here in Greeley. Beautiful day. Gosh. In terms of the brightness and the light and the cold and the wet, but there's walking here in the park, there's waterfowl, there's all kinds of birds, and seagulls, of course. But there's a flock of geese went over a little while ago. There's a flock of mallards swimming along out on the pond. Walking through a ditch. So yeah, I'm bittersweet because I've got a lot of ingress portals here that I need to work on today. And it's taking my walking time to do it, but I did want to get some walk in. So I figured, well, I'd come out here and I'd walk and I'd talk and I'd play a little ingress as I go, because there's a lot of walking in between actual stuff. There's something about the park. There's something about the little pond here. It's not a very big pond. It's not a very spectacular pond. But it's quite delightful. It's quite lovely. I feel a little more like I'm, well, not exactly out in the puckies, but certainly a little more in nature. Wet. It's raining. I've got a little moisture falling on my screen, but so, let's see, what was I doing yesterday? Oh, yesterday was working on South Coast. I got all the covers. I did redo all the covers, I haven't mentioned this. I have to redo all the covers into square format for the patio books. And I'm waiting to hear from Evo so I get my login credentials reset so that I can actually change the covers. iTunes now requires 14 by 1400 covers. Yeah, I'm sure I mentioned this yesterday. And so I got South Coast cover. At least the big square one done. So we'll see about. And then I spent the rest of the day editing the text for South Coast. It was quite a struggle. I don't think I've even gotten 10% through it yet. But the edits are pretty extensive, so I feel pretty good. And it's really interesting for me to go back to this book that I wrote. This is an NaNoWriMo project in 2007. I wrote it and podcast it in like no time. It has had very little attention paid to it other than that podcast. So it has been in need of some help and support. Okay, I got another portal. This is one. This is a friendly. I'm going to drop my key. Let's see if I can hack up a new key. I made level 4 today. Woohoo! Discover, Shaper, Message. Okay. Discover. Oh, shit. Shaper. Message. I hate it when I know the glyph and then I don't stripe it in correctly. Beautiful, beautiful day. for an ugly day, it's a beautiful day. Portal. I need to power this baby up. I wonder how much of it has to do with I'm not walking on concrete. I haven't actually spent a lot of time here in this park, so this is kind of a voyage of discovery for me. There's a lot of big cottonwood trees here, and that's unusual in Greeley because a lot of the cottonwood trees have been banned. It's considered to be a nuisance species here because of the amount of cotton that it produces. It has a tendency to clog up automobile air filters. It'll coat your air conditioning intake unit. It's a mess always, everywhere. And one medium-sized tree produces a stupid amount of cotton. And some of these trees, I mean, these trees here, well, they've got to be 40 feet tall. They're beautiful. They're beautiful. And, they must be there is a hybrid that doesn't make cotton. And those are allowed. And there was one company in town, one landscaper, one florist, what do you call them, garden supply place, that had a version that was not, that was a hybrid, so it produced no cotton because it didn't breed. So they did quite a business in cottonwoods, selling them to the city. There's the one of the things is that the air is so clear this morning. It's so clean smelling. In spite of the fact that I've got heavily trafficked roads on either side. There's some pale, pale blue sky peeking out up to the west and north. There's big bands of clouds behind them that I can see. And yeah, it's beginning to rain. So I best head back to the car and head home, get this audio posted. Minutes, that's pretty close to what my normal walk is. I did about halfway around this whole park. It's a big park. I didn't start Endomondo, so I don't know how far I actually walked. It's very close to 2 miles. I've done at least 2 miles today. I've done at least 2 miles today, and I will undoubtedly get more in. So today will be a green day. Today will be, assuming this fire works, and I can actually upload it. But yeah, I'm at the, well, what passes for the back gate today, and tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.